This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we have Captain Glenn Sanchez joining us now, filling in for Robbie Campbell, who is deer hunting. Glenn, good morning. Have we heard anything from Robbie? Any updates, any pictures of deer? Or what's going on with Robbie?
I haven't heard anything. I guess he's having a good time. Hopefully he's not snowed in.
Well, it had to be some cold up there where he is, because we know what we had down here. And, you know, you and I were talking about that jubilee that was going to happen, and it happened because we weren't even a few minutes off the air, and I was starting to get pictures and reports from people that were catching a lot of redfish in Bayou Lutry. So that was great when it happened, and it's consistent. You can kind of count on it. And there's always fish there, but things are probably getting back a little bit to normal now.
Well, you know, it's 3 days of brutal weather to go fishing in, to go catch redfish. They can keep that.
Well, the good thing about it is you're right next to your warm truck, you know, so you can warm up, keep all your stuff there. You're not out in the middle of the marsh somewhere with the wind blowing and your fingers freezing off. So,
you know, you're talking about the bad boys of the outdoors. I passed the other day, they had some guys. They had a table set up, and they were cleaning their redfish as they caught them. I'm thinking, where's the game warden?
Because
they walked it down.
Uh-huh. Glenn, have you heard any word about any fish kills? I have not gotten any reports. You know, it usually takes about a week or so for them to start popping up when that happens. And there were some areas where that temperature dropped very quickly, and I don't know if those fish got out of it okay, but so far, so good.
Yeah, well, you see, the water was really warm before that front came. So that really helped out a lot, I believe. You know, the water wasn't cold, and then we had this freezing front on top of it. So I think that was the big reason we don't have a fish kill, because I never heard anything about it, and, you know, everything looks good. And I know one thing, they don't have any shrimp. The shrimp are going.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, we knew that was going to happen. You can expect that
when
the water drops out of there like that
and
gets cold. Glenn, any conditions, fog conditions down there this morning? This is kind of the recipe for fog when you get these fronts backing up like this in the winter.
Right now, it's clear down here, but you can see it. It's hanging above it. So normally, right before the sun comes up, it falls, and that's when it gets thick. But right now, it's clear on the ground.
Gotcha.
So,
what can you suggest for New Year's Eve fishermen, people that might be headed out today or tomorrow during this weekend?
Well, definitely try fishing on the flats, because the fish are trying to lay in the sun to warm up. They're not going to be in deep holes. They're not going to be down deep. They're going to be laying in the sun. I mean, this kind of day that you can catch fish in 2 feet of water, you know, if you catch fish, because they tired of this cold weather too, you know?
Right. Looks like we're going to have a falling tide in your area till about 10 o'clock, and then it's going to turn around and start coming in. So for those who like a falling tide, you need to get out there early on them.
Hey, Nick. Yes, you know. So get out here, get it done early, because if you're going to get any bait, when I say any bait, you know, Shell Beach has got dead shrimp. But they're only going to be here half a day today because it would be a New Year's Eve.
Right.
So if you're going to go fishing, get down here and get what you need. Let these people get out of here so they can go enjoy their last day of the year.
Yes, indeed. Glenn, before you go, can you tell us about maybe what was your best trip for 2022? Do you have one that was outstanding in your mind that really sticks out?
Yeah, I really do. I had Jonathan's little boy Avery with me, and my buddy Mike Perry, and we went fishing out at the Rocks earlier this year. And we pulled up early in the morning, and I wanted to make sure that if we caught 75 fish, my grandson caught his 25 in case the game warden stopped and asked and questioned him, you know. And when I say we pulled up on the fish, I threw some live shrimp in the water. The shrimp went crazy. I put him on the bow. He caught 25 fish before Mike Perry caught 25 fish. And then he said, Papa, are you ready to fish? We were on our way home for 6:45 that day. It was a fantastic day. Had my grandson with me, and all he did was catch as many fish as he could, you know? It was awesome. That was my best one, I think.
That would have to be. And I know you mentioned Jonathan and your grandson. I believe he got his first deer recently, didn't he?
Yes. Last week he shot a 6-point. He went hunting with Larry and Jonathan, and they went up wherever they went, and yeah, he shot himself a 6-point. So that's
I'm sure that's Jonathan's best trip of the year for sure. Even though he does it for a living and he fishes an awful lot. Well, Glenn, great talking with you. Thanks for filling in as you always do. And Robbie's out chasing deer or turkeys or whatever he's doing. And y'all have a happy new year. And we'll talk to you again in 2023, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. Y'all have a happy new year. And everybody stay safe.
All right. Always, always a suggestion and good advice. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. All right, when we come back, I'm going to run down those four bad boy contestants if you're just tuning in. We're getting a lot of votes in. We've got four cases we'll tell you about. You can call in, text in, that is, at 504-260 and vote for cases number 1, 2, 3, or 4, or give us a description of the case that you think deserves the honor of baddest of the bad. Also, what was your best trip for 2022 and what's your very special wish for 2023? We're back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.